Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
We going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. Hot Talk Radio.
Girl, Lady Libra coming to your motherfucking speaker. Be well. I'm always. And you know what? I'm tickled right now because I just took my drugs and they haven't kicked in yet. But however, I do know that I will always be a beautiful nightmare, no matter who wants to believe it. But you know what? We got Slick Mike already on the check-in.
Hey, where they do that at?
We got Fat on the screen. What's going on? Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. Fat?
Get it right.
I'm here.
Get that bullshit I be trying to write. On your ATL, hold Colleen from the game room. Fat?
Huh? I can barely hear you, though.
Okay, so I'm a right.
It's your ass. That's what ain't right.
No, it's your ass. What's up, Pat?
What's up, baby?
I'm chilling.
Me too.
Lady Libra finna make me kick her ass tonight.
Ooh. This motherfucker gonna be dead. Let him keep fucking with me.
You can't hear me.
Yeah, yes, the hell I can. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you see me?
How about here? You know what? It's early. Here it is, motherfucker.
Can you hear me now?
Try to shoot up on the early in the damn night.
Goddamn right. I get that start this motherfucker all right. You know what? Fuck this. You know what I like to start off with? Shouts out to the goddamn world. I ain't going through all these motherfucking countries because it's too goddamn many for my little bitty voice to be trying to damn announce. Because I'm tired. I'm weak and I'm tired and I'm going through it. But shouts out to the damn world. Shouts out to the moon. Shouts out to Venus, the sun, Pluto, and damn Uranus. It's going down here at HDR. For y'all don't know, we have took over the world, and we're getting ready to take over the stratosphere. Now, I ain't quite sure where that's at, but as soon as me and Fat located, just know it's going to be took over. Am I right, Fat?
That's right.
So,
well, y'all let me know, okay?
You coming too, Mike?
You are the stratosphere.
Splash that shit.
You the Milky Way too, motherfucker. How about that? You know what, y'all? I love Showstopper. And I got married. I just didn't tell y'all that we got married because I ain't want nobody to know. Because all my other men would be mad. But hi, y'all.
Everybody know now.
Yeah.
I got birthday.
You know what? Those of you all that's listening, in the event that you desire to say something once the show is started, please press the number 1, and that will alert me that you desire to speak, and you will be brought into the conversation. Until then, happy listening. I want to start off with my birthdays. Happy birthday from Facebook, Doree Ham, Cornisha Glass, Jamaica Mullins, Omo Tion Gardner, Tanisha Pritchard Rosser, for my friends from Tagged, Hobart, maybe I wrote it wrong. I hope I wrote that wrong. Maybe his name is Hubert. Maybe I wrote it wrong. But however, I got Hobart down here. So I'm going to let that be the reason. We got Hobart, Jaseed, Johnny M, Nitrous, Rare and Unique, Rich Rail, Tyrone M. And then for Moco Space, Junior 4564. I don't know what the fuck that mean, but however, that was his name, and I wanted to tell his ass happy birthday. I'm turning it over to Slick Mike and Fat if they got any birthdays, and we rolling the show from there. Slick Mike,
hey, Wallace,
I wish Wallace, you the way to tie over your motherfucking mic. How about that?
Excuse you? That's what I thought. Wallace, I have a special birthday out to my girl, Tanisha. And Sequoia Mitchell is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to y'all, and hope y'all enjoyed your day. Happy birthday.
Fat, you got any birthdays?
Well, I don't because I've been doing too much today. But to all my Facebook friends, you know who you are. If you got a birthday today, I want to say happy birthday to everybody and all my Tag Muffle friends the same. Sorry, y'all. I catch y'all Sunday.
Y'all know what? Y'all should get cuff her ass out. She ain't right.
Yeah, I ain't right. I think y'all have to love him.
I know that's a long happy birthday song. Dub Beats, Malin T. Clef did that rendition especially for High Talk Radio. And it's long as hell. Who the fuck gonna do somebody? Nobody. Okay, so, you know, here we go. Today is, that's a turn on / turn off Thursday. This is a topic that everyone in the world can relate to, whether you choose to or not. HTR is a spot where we keep it motherfucking hot. Let's smoke. Literally, because I'm sure Fat got a blunt, and the rest of the co-hosts, I'm sure they got one too. I'm the only one on pills. Hey, that's my drug of choice. Well, really, I don't have a choice right now since I'm fresh out of surgery. Can't be smoking over the wounds, you know what I'm saying? That's not a good look. Topic. What are the things that spark your interest in a potential lover? What are some of the qualities that make you desire someone to be a friend? What are some of the things that turn you off about people, relationships, or the world? So this is a real broad topic, and we did it on purpose. Because it's like, it's no specific statement, or, you know, we're not just strictly talking about sex or the bedroom. We talk about everything. You know what I'm saying? What turns you off, what turns you on about life itself, people? You know what I'm saying? This will be a long motherfucking light to pack a lunch, and let's go. Fat?
Yeah.
Slick Mike?
Don't you mean pack a dinner?
Well, you know what? Dinner, brunch,
snack.
Pack it all, motherfucker, because we're going to roll with this one. Hey, because I'm turned on and I'm turned off at the same motherfucking time.
Clap off. Clap off. That clapper.
You know what? The next time you do that, I'm going to mute your mic. Because you out of motherfucking control.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
I got a turn off and a turn on.
Okay, well, we're going to get into it. I just know that I was, you know, I was discussing the topic with one of my, you know, because, you know, we got listeners from 18 to 80. For those of y'all that's tuning in, High Top Radio is the motherfucking beast across the world. We're an epidemic. We worse than AIDS, and I hate to put it like that, but ain't no stopping us. The spread is just taking over. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say. All I can say is just watch out, you know what I'm saying, because we coming your way. However, I was talking to one of my mature, I won't call nobody old because I don't care. Age don't even matter to me. Only thing that ages is flesh. One of my mature listeners, and I was telling her the topic, you know what I'm saying. I was like, you know, BCK had posted this on his page, and he got a lot of response from it, you know what I'm saying, concerning what turns people off, you know what I'm saying. He strictly had what turns you off, but I decided, you know, let's go back and forth with it, you know what I'm saying? You know, what's some of the things that turn you off and what turns you on? And she said that no matter what, you can't turn her off after turning her on. So I'm like, I can't turn you off after turning you on. And I was sitting there listening, and I was really trying to understand what she meant by that. And then it came to me. Darling, when you're next to me, I melt. I feel so weak. It's getting feeling on my mind. Well, Slick Mike, well, Fat, what you think about that?
I know, right?
Did you understand?
Yeah,
you said you didn't want to be teased.
Yeah, understand.
Y'all know I have to do. We got the listeners go from 8 to 80. You know I have to keep it going from every generation. I can't just be limited.
Yeah, that's true.
That was one of them classics.
That's true.
I was just letting you know because they ain't just tuning in to hear Mike talk about shouts out to Juicy. They tuning in to hear the music that's going to be played because, you know, between me and all the DJs that work here, they know it's going to be, they know the selection going to be on point. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But, you know, you turned me off today, Fat, when you told me about what your job had said. I just got turned off with your employment.
I've been turned off.
You just turned me off. You know what I'm saying? How the hell are you going to play with somebody? See, I don't like to be teased, period.
Me either.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I get turned off quick. It don't take much to turn me off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to all our listeners that's on the Twitch board. In the event that you desire to say something, press the number 1 and you will be included in the conversation. Until then, happy listening. But however, you know, I'm real selective on friends. Girl, I've been knowing Mike that since I could walk. And there's a reason why I've been knowing him that long. Because I get turned off by people real quick. Fat the same way because she a Libra. You know what I'm saying? All Libras stand up. Make sure y'all go join the High Side Radio's Legion of Libras.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be official. It's official. We got our first meeting Saturday to get ready to get started for this Celebrity Libra Affair. For those of you all that have not ever been, all I can say is ask somebody. They'll tell you about it. But, I mean, I get turned out by females so quick because it just seems like I have to put them through tests. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I know I'm a lawyer friend, and if I do something, I promise you I didn't mean to. It was a mistake.
Yeah, me too.
Most of the time, I try not to do something. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like one thing that I can't stand that turn me off by females is females that, like, talk about their other close friends in a bad way. Because just like you would talk about them to me.
You would talk about me. Mm-hmm.
You would damn sure talk about me to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. I mean, why
That's
are you talking about them?
Right there. Bad vibe.
Don't talk about, you know what I'm saying? I just don't talk about your friend. You know, if they got something that you don't like, why you can't go to them as a friend and say, well, blah, 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 blase, blase. Now, if they get mad, that's really on them. But you done did your part by being honest.
But like I told you, not to be chewing that food like that on air because that don't sound right.
But you my friend.
Like
I don't
that.
Care what you say because I know you love me.
Okay.
We've been friends since we were motherfucking 10 years old.
Well, there you go.
And still, you couldn't still separate us.
Exactly.
So I don't give a damn what you say. You can't turn me off because I know how you operate.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, no matter where I say that, Fat will come.
Yeah, I'm coming, Charlie.
That shit was crazy. But you know me, I do shit. Then, I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you something else, sis. Let me tell you something else to handle today, right? You know, one of the biggest turnoffs in the world for me, and y'all know I'm finna motherfucking, I'm trying to get comfortable because I'm in pain. For those of you I don't know, I just had major surgery, so I ain't doing well. But you know what? this too shall pass. But guess what? Ain't nothing worse than bitches that Facebook stalk, tag stalked, all that stalking shit. I mean, you would think, you know, a long time ago you thought if somebody was standing in the woods watching you, they were stalking you. No. Now it's done got to the point where people be checking people, Facebook, tag, all that bullshit. I sent a message to somebody I was doing business with. Yes, bitch, I'm sure you listening, because as many messages I sent to your motherfucking ass, I'm sure you went and looked up everything that was to look up about me. But she didn't know my mouth was so motherfucking fly. And please know that my damn hit is worse than my motherfucking mouth. However, this bitch sending me messages about a motherfucker that I wouldn't even look at twice. First of all, let me tell you something, niggas. If a nigga want to fuck with me, I'm going to do my research on your inventory of bitches. Your band of bitches, your flock of floozers, your herd of hoes, whatever you call them motherfuckers. And if your bitches are not of my caliber and higher, you do not qualify to fuck with me under no circumstance. Because you're not going to bring my value down. I don't have pity. You got
to be up. That's kind of turn off for me. That's what I'm going to tell you. The turn off for me is when a nigga begging and they first meet you. Don't ask me to do that for you and you don't know me. We ain't even went out to eat or nothing and you, that's a complete turn off.
A nigga did that?
Girl.
Man, I see. Now this is going to be one of them nights. Sending me messages asking me, tonight he can't return your call. So chill with the post. You know, the old me wanted to just start joning her and cussing her out, but I was like, you know what? The bitch look in the mirror every day. She know what she look like, so I ain't even got to go there. But that was a motherfucking turnout for you to even think that I wanted something that wants you.
Wow.
Exactly. Why are you Facebook stalking? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I can't understand the Facebook stalking. Why are you tag stalking? Trust me, if I'm fucking a nigga, you gon' goddamn know it, because guess what? Your ass ain't gonna be in existence. Don't you agree with it? My Dr. N.O. done checked in, because he gonna have to help me on. I need to know what's turning him off right now. Dr. N.O.?
What's that?
You know I'm in rare form. You know I'm already in rare form. I'm finna take an extra drug. I got, cause they reduce my medication. So that means I gotta take more. You don't reduce my medication and think I'm gonna stop. Shit. That's out.
What's going on, man? What's going on? Who's stalking y'all, man?
Hold on.
I ain't got no stalking this week.
You ain't got no stalking this week?
I ain't got no stalker.
I got one.
Hey, Mike, I thought you better be coming out of my job handling that for me.
See what I'm saying, Mike? That's a turnoff. I'm turned off right now.
Mike, I could have been pulled around a bit or somewhere by now.
See, that's the kind of shit that turned me off. I'm going to write him up for telling lies on L. That's what I'm going to do. See, you ain't going to be lying on L. Shout out to all our listeners. In the event that you desire to say something like I asked once before, please press the number 1 and we will bring you into the conversation because we love. I can't even think right now because, what was I finna say? Hold on.
We want to hear input from the pimp.
Y'all got to help me because that's a turnout for y'all to help me.
We want to hear everybody input.
Yeah.
So we're just doing turn off tonight. We're not doing turn on.
We're
doing turn off.
We doing both of them because it's some things that turn me on about people. Yeah. You know what people call, like, N.O. was like, you know what, I'm feeling the movement. I seen the stick on fat car. You know what I'm saying? I want to be down. That turned me on. Now, I ain't telling me everything ain't got to be no turn on sexually, pimp. But
yeah,
that turned me on
go.
As, what?
Go ahead, finish.
I'm just saying, N.O., that was a turn off. I know you real. You know what I'm saying? N.O. is real because he wasn't hating on us. He came with, I'm feeling the movement, y'all handling, you know what I'm saying? The show is spicy. What? Hey, put me on. I'm like, you know what? It's done. Sign, seal, and deliver. That turned me on.
Oh.
Now, you know what turned me on? I had a turn on last night. I was at Club Chocolate.
What happened at Club Chocolate? Who was licking on your neck?
I had an Avril Lavigne party. That nigga say Avril Lavigne party. And me and my buddy was standing there. We was just chilling, standing, smoking, just chilling.
Yeah,
so got ready to leave. They didn't even want us to leave. They stopped us at the door. And then we went there for a little while long. We got ready to leave again. This guy just stopped us. He was like, where y'all from? We was like, we from here. He was like, I'm digging y'all swag.
Yeah.
Like,
you gave him a fly to High Time Radio, then.
Yeah, I pass my cards everywhere I go. Holla at the girl, y'all know me.
Yeah. I'm so glad you work in the street team right now. That's a turn on. All right, now I'm fucked up. I can't do shit. And then, you know,
man, I got lost. I was on my way, but I got lost.
On your way where?
Club Chocolate.
That was a turn off. You just turned me off.
So well, I was on my way.
Okay.
Hey,
so
I was
going to
do it up.
Okay.
I was going to represent.
Shout out to Hold on. It was something I've been. Hold on. I'm going to get this shit right. Hold on. Shout out to Nicaragua. Shout out to Nicaragua. Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. What the hell is that? Nicaragua.
That's a country, man.
I'm feeling funny.
I'm not
Nicaragua.
It sounds like you're saying a Nicaragua.
Shout out to Fat.
That's right.
Shout out to Fat. You got to get fat and love too now.
Nigga,
I'm
shouting out
a
damn
country. I'm not
going
to say nothing tonight because I ain't going to get you. And I ain't going to get rolled up.
Oh, you stay rolled up, nigga. That's what turns me on, the right side. I'm waiting on him to start fucking up so I can start writing his ass up, too. Hell, I'm ready to start writing some new motherfuckers up. Shit.
We said we weren't going to do no more riding. We're going to start suspending motherfuckers. We weren't going to do no
I
more
I can't
riding.
Suspend nobody because I start missing people too quick. You know, I'm real fragile. I be needing my people. You know, I love my family.
Yeah.
Shit,
yeah.
You know, I be ready to ride or die for Hot Top Radio. What? Who said something about Hot Top Radio? Y'all did. You know, I be ready to, you know, spray motherfuckers over AKs and shit. You know, they leave it on play by Hot Top Radio and her in the family. So now I can't spend nobody, but I damn sure right. And I got me one of these easy boys, so I can just keep on wiping it off and rewriting it.
What you do, put that name on the board and put a star by it and say, okay, I'm going to
I put a check by
it.
Yeah, I put a check. Yeah, then I put a check. And then I put a little exponent up beside it, like plus 10. Shout out to Lisa Booth Taylor. Shout out to Lisa Booth Taylor. I'll go into details a little bit later, but that's my peoples right there. That's my peoples right there.
All right.
Yeah. But you know something else that turns me off about, listen, because I say turned off so much. Ain't nothing worse than a nigga trying to talk to you and hit breath stink. That's like the biggest turn off. With his breath not together, or his teeth look like, okay, the bottom of the teeth, you could tell he ain't been to the dentist.
Wait, I'm missing something. What are you talking about?
Okay, when people brush their teeth, but they don't brush the bottom real good, and the bottom be having plaque, like, around the edges of the gum, and then when they smile, you can see it. And then they be, and you be like, because some people think that the bottom teeth, because they don't be seen, that they don't have to just really focus on them like they do the top. That's like a big turnout to me to be thinking that I don't see your bottom teeth because I'm going to look in your mouth at them.
Yeah.
Well, it's a turnout to me when niggas shoes dusty and dirty, turned over, and then they be trying to talk to you.
Man, I'm waiting for one of y'all to say that.
You know what's the turnout?
I'm waiting for one of y'all to say that.
You know what's the turnout? To see a female with hair on her arms.
Ew.
That's a major turn on.
She ain't wet, so she got a bikini, and she got a bikini and her hair coming out of out of the bikini.
I didn't know people still wear pussy hair. Why are you still wearing pussy hair?
Phone,
how you gonna have pussy on your hair and then be somebody you want somebody to eat your pussy. For what?
That's a big turn off.
I ain't trying to get my throat all clogged, dog. You got to
that's just like chewing on the motherfucking hairline.
Be chewing on the hair.
Why would you even walk around with that motherfucking shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and another thing, yeah, I'm finna say it. It's a turn off when y'all motherfucking niggas have hair on y'all motherfucking pubic area. Y'all need to start shaving that shit.
Shit me. And I don't
say
nothing.
You know what? You can, you know what?
All good now because the balls be ain't intact either. That don't be smelling like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
That's why you gotta use some baby powder on you. You put that
baby powder
on
my motherfucking ass.
Woo!
Sit there and look like your pubic hair gray. Let me tell you something. Get them fine clippers that you line your mustache up with and shave that funky shit off. And I promise you, your bitch will give you better head than she ever have. Hold on, we got a caller, y'all. Hold on, 4-4-4-3-3.
Oh my god.
4-4-4-3-3, your mic is open. What's going on? It's High Tide Radio. Welcome.
Holla.
Holla.
What's up?
What's your turn off, Childy?
Can you hear us?
Hello.
4-4-4-3-3.
Now that's a big turn off right now.
He got his five seconds to play. Caller.
That's a big
turn off. What? You know what? See, that's what I'm talking about. Well, you know. See, that's a turn off to have special need ass listeners. She just said she mashed the button by mistake.
No, because I was laughing because you said pussy on the
house. Oh.
I don't remember saying that. Yeah,
you said it's a turn off when you have pussy on the house.
Oh, I said that.
Oh, yeah, you saw it. You did say
it. He did. It is angles.
Well, you, hey, there it is. Will you pop as many pills as I do? You glad to get that little bit out of you? Well,
ACR. That the show is uncut. It's all real. It's all good here.
Puss on the hair, hair on the pussy, whichever one. You know what I'm saying? But since you done made a mistake and pressed one, we're going to need you to tell us one of your turnoffs. Damn.
You don't have no turn off?
You a little too easy.
I over there quick then.
I can't hear.
You can't hear?
I can't.
That's a turn off?
That's a damn turn off.
Whose background is that?
That must be the caller.
Where is she? At Chuck E. Cheese? I mean, I'm just...
She might be somewhere sipping on some tea.
Mm.
Her call dropped. Bye, Eva. Now, back to these niggas, because this is a fucking lesson. I need the men to start shaving y'all pubic out. I don't want to look at that rolled-up shit. What the fuck make you think I want to look at some motherfucking stinking-ass hair? That's probably got somebody else, the other people pussy be touching. Shave the shit off. Lift the balls up and if you can't do it, have your bitch do it. Shave your balls. And look, don't forget to shave between your legs. Don't sit up there and shave all that shit, then you got wolf growing out your motherfucking crack of your leg. Women, when you shave your pussy, shave your ass too. You need to make all of it clean. Now, I understand that some of y'all might not, you know, have pretty skin down there, and you might not, you know, shave well because you get hair bumps or, you know, allergic reactions and shit, and it be, you know, you fuck up the look of things, and y'all be letting the hair grow to cover up shit. You better start Brazilian waxing. Because let me tell you something. Hair holds every damn thing.
And then
it holds everything. Huh?
And then once again, lady, when you got the shit shaved, a nigga can really eat your pussy like he want to. You feel me? He ain't
got
to be digging.
You got sensitivity that you ain't know.
Oh, yeah.
You reach heights that you ain't know you can motherfucking reach.
So, lady, all y'all listeners out there, if you want your pussy eating real, real good, make sure y'all shave that thing.
And if you want
really
some motherfucking
like
head, motherfucker, you need to make sure you shave that shit all between your legs. You know what I'm saying? Shave that motherfucking shit. Especially if you are a high sweater. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
oh, damn.
You know, ain't nothing worse than dropping your drawers and balls scent hit the air. That's a, man, let me tell you.
Ooh, damn.
I just got turned off.
Ooh.
I just got turned off. I'm going to tell you something.
Now, I got to turn off, Lady Leaver. I got to turn. You know, the summer is almost over.
Right,
I'm
right.
All these women out here wearing these flip-flops and their toes looking like goddamn shit. You feel me?
Oh,
so
no. Wait a minute.
When y'all wear the
flip-flops. Are you serious?
When you wear the
flip-flops.
What
flip-flops,
year this is? You had a, this is 2010.
Wait a minute. So, with that, hold on. Let's calculate. Let me get my calculator out. Hold on. Wait a minute. In 2010, the Chinese people with the nail shops been open approximately, because
right.
I'm 25. Okay, the Chinese nail shops been in existence 30 years now. 30 motherfucking years. And there's still motherfuckers walking around here with fucked up toenails?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me
yeah.
do another calculation.
Well,
that means,
you know, everybody can't get their toes done. They kind of sensitive. They got bad skin, you know.
Excuse me, Slick Mike. I got the solution.
That's what toenail polish for.
Okay, this is the solution. I'm doing the calculation. This is the motherfucking solution. You all you savvy bitches who can't get your toes done, get your feet amputated. You don't need them. You don't motherfucking need feet if you can't keep them looking good. Get your goddamn feet cut off. What the hell you need feet for?
I got a better solution
for them. If my toes are done, I go into depressed mode. I need depressed, so y'all don't see me if my shit ain't there. I'll be depressed.
That's right. Don't even go to work, pimp. You don't even go to work.
I ain't going nowhere. I get my shit done.
Well, let leave. I just want to let our listeners know, you know, you got real fucked up feet.
Mm-hmm.
You can go down there to Greenbrier Mall and holler at Mama Sign, and she'll work miracles on your feet for $15. You go down there and holler at Mama Sign, and she'll work miracles on your feet.
And if you go in there and mention HCR to her, she's going to do it for $10.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Do she use the chainsaw and the Santa?
Yeah, all that. She'll work miracles.
And that don't help, she got an axe.
That's it.
If that don't help, she got an axe. She gonna chop them some bitches, slap off, and burn them. Cause if they look that bad, if she can't fix them, you don't need them.
You don't.
They better off in the cemetery.
But check this out: the Chinese people add something every time you get your toes and shit done. They add something new every time I go back. Every night, add something new, like they add them hot ass black rocks. Want to put your bitches all on your legs and shit. Now some people like that shit. I don't like that shit burning me.
Yeah. You're going to be sitting there with a bunch of burn holes on your leg. Don't go back down there.
I said them all out there. I said, no rocks. No rocks.
They want to start laying hot-ass
rocks
on folks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I had a nigga one time tell me. You know what's a turn-on to me? You know what's a turn-on? A nigga that can hold a decent conversation. Ooh, ain't nothing better than a nigga that can talk. You know what I'm saying? That's a turn on. That's a real turn on. You know, I love a man that can, you know what I'm saying, talk. He ain't got to be saying, you know, no whole lot, but just make what you say count. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
Dr. Dre told me I turned him on. He said he loved Lady Libra. And I was like, for real? He said, yeah. You turned me on. I said, I turned you on. I couldn't believe it. I turned Dr. Dre on, y'all.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
I don't see why not.
I don't mean to bother you, but I was wondering, yeah.
Can I tell you how I really feel about you?
It makes the temperature start to rise every time you step into the room.
I believe something like an X-Pill, bitch, just start touching itself and singing.
Everything about you turns me.
Everything about you turns me. Could it be the clothes, or could it be the way that I'm a rolling stone? Or could it be the scent of 100 million? But you smell with this money in the air.
Money in the air.
Yeah. 7 stars must be my aura. I master levitation. I stay up in the clouds, penthouse, hovering 100 floors up. I'm on some tantric yoga. The ladies love the way I shine. I'm like Merlin when I'm erotic. I make you squirm, no hands on your body.
Under my control.
Yeah.
Anytime I wanna make you hit the dance floor.
Yeah.
You already know what's my name.
So I ain't gotta spell it no more. I did it to the fullest. I ain't gotta sell it no more. Tonight I'm looking for my biggest fan. She in the crowd singing my jam.
Everything about you.
Everything about you turns me, turns me on.
I wanna fuck
your bed right now.
How you like that, Slick Mike? That was something different. How you like that, Fat? You know?
Like that.
Huh?
I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. He wasn't, he I like that.
Yeah, you. What you think about that, Fat?
I like that.
Okay. Y'all know I'm DJ Hell Now. Hell Now, I ain't good at it, but I don't give a fuck.
You all right.
Yeah. I give you a C on that one. I give you a C on that one, baby girl.
Oh, ain't nothing average about me. And for those of y'all who don't believe it and want to see pictures of me in the rare form, go to www.
And she is too hot. She is too hot.
Oh, I'm even hotter now, boo. I'm waiting. When I ooh, baby, when they unleash the motherfucking dragon, ain't going to be nothing but smoke and fire.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I see the smoke.
But you know, insecurity turns me off more than anything.
Yeah.
I just can't stand insecurity, you know what I'm saying? I can't, you know, keep a man because he's so worried about the next man trying to get at me. Okay, Fat wrote up. Let me write that down. Hold on.
Let's see, later.
Oh, okay. I thought, excuse me. Because you were talking to me and weren't talking to me, and I wanted to talk to you.
I'm going to write your ass up on here taking pills.
Come on, baby.
And if you ain't taking one, you talking about four, five of them bitches.
Yeah, but they
I'm going to write your ass up.
But,
got to M now. And I ain't got no bullet, motherfucker. I got a piece of goddamn paper.
But see what happened? They down my dosage
because
they figured I was finna OD. They should have gave me some what that stuff called, morphine. I would have preferred that.
Yeah.
They should just.
If they gave you morphine, you wouldn't be doing this show, boo boo.
Oh man, I'd be somewhere motherfucking glad saying hell to the yeah. I'd be turned up. I wouldn't be turned on or off. I'd be turned up. Shout out to all my family members that do drugs. I understand. I don't judge y'all no more. I understand.
Oh.
Shout out to my. Ooh. Shout out to all the cocaine users. I understand now. I understand.
He
And then, you know what I'm saying? Look, I told Polo I was taking a pain pill. He said, "How'd you feel better than that?" I said, "Nigga, I just took the shit. I didn't snort it. I popped it. Can it kick in?" God damn. Damn. It's hard out here for a pill. Shout out to all our new listeners. For those of you all who don't know, all our shows are on demand. Every show that we've ever produced is at the website www.blogtalkradio.com/hottalkradio. All of the shows are there for your listening pleasures. You can listen at your leisure. Just go there, pick your show, and press play. Make sure you have a beer and a blunt and enjoy.
That's it.
And you guys should check out our pages. We have a legion of every sign. You need to check that out. Join your signs. We have a side page, Heat from the Street. Y'all need to check pages out there on Facebook. You can just type in the name and go straight to each one. Enjoy.
Just type in Heat, H-E-A-T, yeah. And that one should come up.
And y'all make sure y'all go check out that page, Legion of Gemini. Y'all sign on, get y'all thing on, you heard me?
Did you ever join?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about, well,
yeah,
I was just to get that Gemini.
I went on the page, and I didn't see you on there.
Well, check
that
it
was
again.
A turn off. That turned me off.
Check it again, goddamn it. Then you owe me an apology. Then you owe me an apology.
You just turned me off. I'm turned
nah,
off.
You just turned me off.
I don't know
if I got to
go there. Okay, there's a thing anyway.
You know what turned me off? People that lie for no reason.
Okay, that's a big turn off.
That's the biggest turn off. I be wanting to literally kill people for just lying. See, like, last week, my 18-year-old had to move somebody in my house, and I had to roll up and I was in my wheelchair, and I rolled into the bedroom and looked at him. And Mike can verify. I said, "Mike, I'm finna send you a taping of this. This motherfucker land up in this house, casket style, straight back, eyes closed." Mike said, "I see it." I said, "You see it?" I said, "Okay." So when I confronted this broad, I said, "You got people living in my house without my permission." She told me, "Wasn't nobody living in my house. Wasn't nobody here." I said, "So what the fuck do you call that I'm looking at? You just gonna see?" I said, "You know what? Before I blow your damn brains out, I'm gonna need you to hit the door quick. Hit the door as fast as you can, because it's gonna be me or you. And I promise you it ain't gonna be me." Not saying, "Well, yeah, I let her spend the night because she ain't had nowhere to go." You gonna straight tell me wasn't nobody in my shit. So basically, you just play. You thought I was retarded. Bitch, I take drugs, but I didn't lose my mind.
Wow.
Yo.
That's the same thing.
You
I
know what? What else turned you off, Mike? I'm finna see if you don't. Mike, what turns you off?
Well, you just said it. A liar.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I hate a liar worse than God hates me.
What you lying for?
You grown.
Exactly.
Now,
you
don't feel like...
Lie, you got to figure out how you're going to cover it up, and then you got to tell another one.
Right. Ain't that worse than a damn slick-ass liar.
Yeah.
Because you tell one lie, you got to tell 3,000 more.
There you go.
Yeah, you got to tell a lie right behind. I do want to ask you something. I'm not saying all men, but just, you know, since y'all are our men, how do men keep up with all them lies? Telling Sally and Susan one thing and got to make them. That's too much work. You might as well have 9 to 5.
Exactly.
It is a 9 to 5. That's why they be coming
that's
up short.
I remember what you told this person and remember what you told that. I can't keep up with the lies I'm telling for one person.
I know. And then you got the nerve to make up an obituary to cover up the damn lie you done told.
You know what? You know what?
That shit
you know
fucked
up. Shout out to the cemetery. Uh-oh.
I talked to my son for making the junior varsity football team at Carver High School.
Yep, turn on.
Okay. Got to go check that one out right now.
Shout out to my Bulldog, BTW.
What? You said you want to grow up me a Bulldog.
I said shout out to my Bulldogs at BTW, Booker T. Washington.
Man, you graduated 18 years ago. What the fuck you still shot out of high school for? Fuck. That just turned me off. So I'm just turning the fuck out. Well, yeah, kind of. When these other co-hosts, you know I do roll call every day. I'm bet you're going to start doing some of this shit. I want to see they're going to lie to you. Cause they be trying to handle me, but you know, I ain't going to be handled. I call everybody and be like, you checking in tonight so I can know how to, you know what I'm saying, set things up. Yeah, I checking in. I be there. You know, yeah. Then when it's time to check in, they forget. They somewhere smoking, getting pussy, sucking dick, whatever
you
the fuck they
doing. You ain't call me?
You know what? Well, I ain't got to call you. God, no, you already be on the switchboard before I even sign on. I mean, that's a turn on.
I was with motherfucker tonight before we signed on.
You know what? I was like, damn.
I
couldn't believe it. I was like, what the fuck? I said, is this the last day on earth? Are you like to be calling and cussing folks?
Hold on now. You're going too far.
I'm turned on right now. I'm all the way turned on. I'm going to tell you something. I got something to say.
Right now. Y'all got to hold on. My children turned me off. Hold on, y'all.
Shout out to the children.
Okay. That's anybody that's under 18. Now 18 or under, but under 18. But I'm gonna tell you something that turned me off when I see females in public and I can see their bra.
They blog, they panties, and everything else.
Hold on, wait a minute, hold on.
Hey, you might see my bra sometime, but I be wanting to see mine. So
what I'm saying is, you might have on an outfit that's strapless, but you still got your strap bra on. Where the fuck? Oh, hell to the
no.
Yeah, that's
a turn off.
That's a turn off.
That definitely turn off.
Okay, y'all. Okay, show it's okay, y'all. All right.
Uh-oh, y'all, I'm finna get turned off. Hold on, but Mike's finna get turned on. Watch this. What's up, caller 914?
Hey, now, what's happening? Hey, everybody.
Can you say roast up? Can you say pencil and paper?
Uh-oh.
You talking about uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Put your clothes back on, Mike. Mike, that's a turn off. Put your clothes back on.
Shout out to my
Juicy, I need to know, tonight is that's a turn off / turn on Tuesday. So, we ain't just talking. Wait a fucking minute. Who background turning me off?
I ain't nobody about fat and her children.
Yeah, I'm finna goddamn fix this. That just turned me the fuck off. I'm gonna check every 2 seconds to see if your background done got it together, girl. Hey, you better roll up a blunt and hold on. Let me see if she right. Let me see if she back right now. You know if I don't hurry, I'm take off music. Then she gonna be turned off by me and be threatening to come over here.
Hey, look. The caller that called in is her name, Sean.
What call?
No. He's Sean. Oh, it wasn't no caller on that was just talking when I came in.
That was fast.
Oh, okay.
So you turning me off because you high. You don't know what the hell going on.
Hold on,
lady, leave it. Oh, I thought I had recognized. I mean, my bad.
How many blunts have you had today?
Oh, just.
How many?
More than me, huh?
How many you had?
See,
it's
too
many. See
what I'm saying?
When you have memory loss, you can't remember this.
All these speak English.
You don't even speak English. That's a turn off. She done quit speaking English. What you speak Spanish now?
Juicy, you got to turn me off.
uh-oh. Oh, she said my uh-oh.
I ain't never been no turn out.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's what's up.
I'm a complete turnout right now. I got edges. You know, I need a perm. My toes are not done. But you know what? I'm letting Libra don't need motherfucking metal.
I mean, it ain't meant to get that done.
Yeah, because I done contacted a lot of my men, and they said, uh-oh. Oh, shit, I ain't going to have to write his ass up tonight. What's happening, Polo the One?
What's happening, man?
I love you, Polo.
Yeah, I love you, too.
Why you sounding so down, baby? You turned off?
Nah, man, I'm done, man. I don't fucking trust no fucking body no more, man. These people here full of bullshit.
Oh, who done turned you off? Tell us what happened.
Hey, man, you know, you try to help somebody out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You look out for them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? They ain't got no job, so you like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got you, you know, I'm going to help you out. But they
right.
don't appreciate this shit. So you don't appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? They want to show their true colors. Oh, no fucking problem. I got something for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go out your way, you know what I'm saying? You do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying? You do what you got, and then, you know, you look out for them. But they don't appreciate this shit. So fuck it. I ain't even worried about it. I'm just saying Jesus is my number one and keep it moving.
Yeah, that's a turnoff right there. That's a turnoff. You know what I'm saying? I'm like Lil Wayne. Cause you know, Lil Wayne is a Libra. And he don't like to be turned off, and neither do I. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You got somebody who ain't working, stepping them out, but they don't appreciate it.
That's how people are.
Like this.
That's complete turn off.
You fly as hell, swagger right brown skin popping. You know just how to talk to me, know just how I like it. You're turning me out. You're turning me out. You're turning me out.
You're white out. Drop down. Fly his hell, swagger right, brown skin popping like dynamite, raw like China white. Mama, I feel your persona, right? But I go underwater, and I hope that your piranha bite, and I hope that your vagina tight. Something like my daddy, baby, you are baby mama type, and I bet they got you kinda hype. Yeah, I know, hot car to turn you on like hot water, never turn you off, baby girl. Watch that pop, boy, you got yourself a shot. This your spot, and I kiss you. Bet my fingers can turn you on like a television. Turn it to the weather channel, cause I make it rain, girl. You just been on planet Earth, but you never been to Wayne's World. I don't use game, but I play to win, and I ain't gotta play to win. I just do my thing, now you're in love with an alien. Polo on a beating, yeah, Weezy at the plate again. Carry, if you pitch it at me, I'ma swing away at it. Someone better play the fence, someone better tell him about me. Shouty, I'm the shit, and that's the only thing you smell around me. Weezy F, baby, and don't forget the F around me. And if you do, then get the F around me. You're turning me out. Yeah. Polo, I told you I got you. Yeah. And, young mulatto, bitch.
Yeah, y'all weren't expecting that shit. I'm coming at y'all from a different angle. What y'all feel about that tonight?
Hey, I'm just laughing at it. You cut it off.
Huh?
I was enjoying that. You kind of cut it short.
No, it's short. Yeah, that was a short song. You know, look, hey, take it over, Lil Wayne. Don't cuss me out about the motherfucking song. Shit.
Hey,
you
watch
it. You got to turn me the fuck off.
Hey, watch it. Because you got to turn me the fuck off.
Okay. Ain't I? You ain't tired all the time.
Libra.
Shouts out to that NO, you heard me?
Hey, shout out to shout out to my hairline, cause I need a perm. Shit. Shouts out to the celebrity Libra fell. Shout out to my baby dad. I got the best baby dad in the world. He don't give a fuck about me. That's all right. He take care of his children.
Which one is that?
Y'all talking about trip to Vegas in October.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We Yeah, there's so much going on. I just don't know. I'm just
going on in October.
Everything on in October. We got a call of people. What's going on, 678-480?
I said, ABK in the building. How you doing?
What you say, baby?
I said, ABK in the building. How you doing?
Hey, boo. ABK in the motherfucking building. Shout out to ABK.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Okay. Welcome to High Tide Radio. Glad you can join us. To all the other listeners that's listening, in the event that you desire to say something, do as APK just did. ABK, I'm sorry. You know, when you take drugs, you're liable to say anything.
Yeah.
Have with pussy on it or pussy with hair, whatever the fuck I said earlier. I said it. I'm Lady Libra. That's what I do. However, don't be afraid. They will be gentle with you because I ain't going to say shit tonight. I'm high. But anyway, ABK, what's going on with you? How did you hear about High Tide Radio?
Hold on one second, Lady Libra. Hold on one second.
Oh, hell
yeah.
Oh,
no, you did.
Oh,
that's a photo.
Yeah.
You.
Oh, wait a minute. He just handled me like he fucking me or something.
He must be, huh?
That is not Showstopper, okay?
Okay.
Shout out to Showstopper.
I've been waiting on it. I knew it was gonna come. Shout out to Houston.
You know, I can't. But you know what, my baby Polo is on the line tonight, so I can't be shouting out Showstopper like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm baby Polo.
Shout out to Polo, goddamn.
Shout out to Polo, the motherfucking one, the Aquarius
Rock
in my life.
Damn right.
Why did I make my baby mad? I'm going to fuck whoever it is, made my baby mad. Because I'm going to be messing with whoever fuck with Polo is on. You know I'm going to see about your ass. Because you done turned me, y'all done turned me off. My ever. You know, I know you got something that turns you off. Ain't that worse than somebody who had a regular job and they might be done made it up to a position where they can, you know, where they supervisor.
Oh,
and
hell no.
It's just a minor. You don't take no degree. You don't even take no training to do what you do. You just been there longer than everybody else. But you think, you know what I'm saying? You think you grand or something. That's a turnoff.
We all here.
I mean, come on. We all cutting grass. What the fuck is the issue? Why are you trying to act like you having you pushing the lawnmower too? What the fuck is the problem?
Yeah. Now, on my job, this is a motherfucker, he just got a promotion. He done made a superintendent, you heard him?
Superintendent?
I mean,
you work for the school?
Yeah, he done made it, huh?
You
now,
work for
DeKalb County, but he done made his superintendent on the job.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he used to be my driver. So now this motherfucker acting all spank like his shit don't spank. You know what
he
I mean?
Only
his
got
it.
So who been there the longest?
He been there the longest. So
and,
that,
and that's
that
the only reason
jobs.
Why he got the position.
Yeah,
you make sure you tell him that Lady Libra say the only reason why your monkey ass got the position is because you've been here 2 days longer than I have.
Now, I can't say that. You might get me fired. You trying to get me fired, Lady Libra.
Give my phone number.
Lady Libra, if I get fired and I can't pay my bills no more, can I come stay with you?
You know you can.
Okay, well, I'll tell that motherfucker that in the morning.
But I want you to
do that.
I want you to tell.
Baby Shane the daughter.
I want you to tell him to call me. Tell him to call me.
Tell him to call me. I'll
fool you.
Tell him to call me.
And
when I finish with him, you're going to be superintendent. When I finish.
All right. All right, because this motherfucker here, like, his shit don't spank. The shit we used to do.
Damn.
Like, you know what I mean? We can't even much do no more. I'm like, God damn, man. You know what I mean? You know, you done got in that position. Now you got a little chip on your shoulder. You don't forgot where you come from. That what turns me off. A motherfucker that get in that position and forget where he come from, that turns me the motherfucking off.
You see what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking
about. You can't never forget where you come from. You got to already know where
you come from.
They get
brand new.
Yeah.
Hell.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. And then what be so funny is that the position, y'all require no extra training.
No extra training.
You ain't got no degree.
Yeah.
You don't know no more than me, but you got hired the day before I did, so they gave you your monkey ass.
Yeah. You ain't doing them sitting in the office, but you want to sweat a nigga about some bullshit.
Okay, what? In some situations, they got to do the same thing your ass do. I mean, they just got the title to tell you to leave early, if it's slow.
Yeah.
You know, I beat them to the punch. Can I go? Can I go home?
Mm.
They be like, I need all my hours. I do too, but I ain't finna sit here and look at your ass. Can I go?
Bro.
Let me up out this motherfucker.
And then, you know what I'm saying, I mean a position come and go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right, a position come and go. So, I mean, people like that, you just overlook them. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, he just showing that, you know, he just showing that he ain't even used to nothing. I mean, if he acting like this.
Pat, you being rude. I'm finna mute
her. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, so if he acting like, you know, he brand new or he grand, then, I mean, it don't take all that to make you. You know what I'm saying? That just like me telling you, you know what I'm saying, I got all this money and just showing you, you know, this and that. You know, I mean, it's just like just getting beside yourself. So you gonna be right there when he come and go and to step up. You know what I'm saying? So just overlook it.
Shout out to Juicy who turning me on.
Put your dick up, baby. Put your dick up.
And he saying no time out.
Turning me on,
Juicy.
We got a caller that's got the hand up. What's up, 678-480?
Hey.
Are you ready this time? Because you know what? That turned me off for you to tell me to hold on. I'm late to leave. You don't put me on hold, boo boo.
I'm saying, baby, my guys just wanted to tune in to your show. My guys just wanted to say hi to you. You know
okay, well, hey, baby, what's your name?
Call me Rambo Gotti, man.
Rambo Gotti?
Got to.
Oh, okay. You sound
what's
good.
What's going on, Rambo?
You turning me on with that voice.
Who is you? Who is you?
Yeah, you don't know who she is.
What's about to do?
It's like I got L on this.
What's the topic, baby?
Oh, today is that's a turn on / turn off Thursday. This is a topic that everyone in the world. Excuse me. This is a topic that everyone in the world can relate to, whether you choose to or not. ACR is a spot where we keep it hot. Let's smoke. Topic. What are the things that spark your interest in a potential lover? What are some of the qualities that make you desire someone to be a friend? What are some of the things that turn you off about people, relationships, or the world? This will be a long night, so pack a lunch. Let's go.
Are you asking me them questions?
Yeah, I want to know what turns you on and what turns you off in life, period.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Because when you lost, people that just lost, that's a turn off to me.
What's that? Anything fake turn me off. And
anything your what?
Your little Facebook pictures turn me on, you did?
Oh, really?
Wow.
Tell my baby.
Oh, wow.
I'm so glad you enjoy my favorite
Man, Paul, what you got to say about that? I need you to come here.
Who
What's
me?
Up? Hold on, I need you to come here.
I like the way I look.
I'm in a whole nother world right now, man. I got to chill.
You know what? You know what? Salt and pepper. When I send a message to them and ask them, you know, I'm trying to figure out what are some of the things that turn people on, you know, I like sexy noises. You know, ain't nothing better than when a man is inside you and your pussy feeling so
hell?
Good to him that every stroke, huh? Well,
you like it when a dude make a sexy noise.
No, it's a sexy noise to me, but he's moaning and he just, you know, he can't, you know what I'm saying? Every stroke, you know it's good because the way he sounded in your pill.
Yeah, I'll leave that to the female tomorrow.
No. Hey, ain't no nigga finna fuck me and I made no noise, because if you ain't making no noise, that mean the pussy ain't good, baby. But guess what? That's a turn off to have some bad pussy, but what turns me on is when a nigga is moaning in my ear.
Rubbed on me spine.
Ooh, baby.
Love it when we drink white wine.
Ooh, baby. Across the world, it's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big Big Thing, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
N.O., Fat, Juicy. So what you think about the sex and noise? Now y'all understand what the fuck I was talking about, huh? ABK? ABK.
Killer, what's up, buddy?
I thought everybody went to sleep on that song.
They ain't go to sleep. That was your high ass.
Sweet Mike, where you at?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I ain't hear you making no noise outside. I've been wondering.
He's probably over there drinking. You know, he's an athlete.
What you drinking, Mike?
What am I drinking?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't drinking nothing. I need something to drink.
Juicy.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Juicy.
Hi.
You know something that turned me off at when niggas be always flashing their money, trying to impress me. That's a turn off.
They turn me off when they sit too. But shit, they find out later on. And they, I know they be turned off when they find out that they build money. And they ain't got no more behind that. Or they re-up money.
Real.
I know that's why I can't afford to take my light bill money and buy you a drink. No, my life shouldn't be put off the bar.
Be sitting over there in the motherfucking dog.
Anybody want to talk to me, I'm just letting you know up front. I cannot take care of you. I got two big old boys that like nice stuff, and they expensive, and them the only two men I'm going to take care of. How about that?
You know what?
That's how I'll be attracted, and niggas that won't hand out.
I mean, it's not right to help a man, but it ain't not right to take care of no man. Because a real man shouldn't want a woman to take care of him. No way. That's a turn off.
Yeah,
well, you know what, Juicy?
How can he be a real man?
Uh-oh, I didn't open up.
Take care of him.
I'm sorry, you know.
I don't mind helping.
You know.
I'm helping.
I thought I had opened your mic up.
If you think I'm going to take care of you like you're another child, you might want to not even look at me.
That's it.
Well, you're so ready to take care of you.
Well, see, a real man ain't going to let you take care of him. He's going to take care of you. A real man is anyway, you feel me?
Well,
that's right. I'm ready to take care of you, Juicy.
Shout out to all the real men.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ready to take care of you, Juicy.
I need some taking care of.
I can pay my light bill. And still do something.
You know, when a real woman will want you to spend your light bill money on her. Baby, don't be in the dark.
I know that's right.
But me, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I don't want nobody to take care of me. I just want you to chip in and help out. Like, if I ain't got the light bill money, somebody need to have. Both of us can't be sitting around and ain't got no bill money, so we're going to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Hey, if I ain't got no gas money, I need you to say, here you go, baby, I got some gas money. If you ain't got none, baby, can you get some? We need to be doing stuff like that. We don't need to be saying, you ain't got no gas, and I ain't got no gas. That's a problem. That's a problem.
You know what? I'm the type of female that my thing is, it ain't nothing I won't do for my female friends that I won't do for a male friend. So almost like if my homegirl call me and need some, you know, I'm there. If my homeboy call me and need some, I'm there. But I ain't gonna be used up. You know what I'm saying? It just that's not.
But see, that's what people take your kindness for weakness. Because I have helped men and females. And it seems like the more you do for them, the more they come back begging and like you just supposed to do something. I had one nigga one time ask, you what? Somebody's gonna say something?
They better not stand there while you talking. They better not stand there while she talking.
People take that shit for weakness. So some people just get outraged with that shit. You help them out a couple of times, they got them just keep going. So I got a problem with it.
And I do agree because I had a friend like that, and I had to cut them loose. I had to cut them loose because you call yourself trying to help them, and then, you know, they try to take advantage of your kindness. But then it gets to a point to where that shit play out, and you be like, uh-oh, enough is enough. I can't help you no more. And then they have the nerve to get them pissed off and mad with you because you say you can't help them no more.
Yeah. They ain't
going to
call
you
no more.
They call
I
you
like
everything
they don't call me no more. I like when they don't call me no more.
Yeah, just me. I like nice stuff, so I don't think I have room for anybody else right now but me and my boys, because I like a lot of stuff, and they like a lot of shit, and that's why I don't wear a lot of weight carrying on my shoulders. So I'll have no space for no more handouts. Just don't say that.
Okay,
yep,
I'm
having
an allergic reaction to my medicine. My nose keep itching. Oh, did I say that loud? Damn.
And then to people that do have people to help them and to do that and still don't appreciate it, I mean, hey, it's time to go on anyway. You know, no face card ain't even good no more. So, you know, I mean, it's up to you to, you know, if you want to just keep on dragging them along, but I mean, no extra baggage. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I help my folks out. You know, they help me out, but you know, it's only a very few that I go to when I need some, and they're my main folks, and I bend over backwards for them. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how we got it. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like your place that you have with somebody. So, you know, appreciate if somebody do help you.
You ain't never told me you needed something. You need to buy my food stamp card, Juicy.
I mean, come on, I don't and then I don't want no food stamp card because I don't like to eat all the time, baby. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
No, but I don't want to buy no white.
Y'all just not be slapped the fuck off.
Let me ask y'all this. Have y'all ever been in a relationship with somebody that you really didn't know? You thought you know that person. You think you know everything until you just get real deep into it. You be like, damn, I didn't know this nigga do this. I didn't know she did that. And you find out, it's like you find out all your life and you don't when it's already too far. So you got to adjust to them bitches.
Hey, been there, done that, and had to take out a restraining order. Know all about it. Know all about it.
I just think you should really get to know the person, because you never know. If it's already too far, you just fucked up.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Like people come out, they're not going to have sex till they get married. Well, what if you get married and you don't like that person's sex? What's he going to do then?
Exactly.
I got a secret.
So what's more important? Sex, you know what I mean? Sex is more important. So the sex ain't hitting on shit, the marriage ain't going to hit on shit then, right?
I don't like nothing about showstopper but your sex.
You don't buy no car, you ain't drove yet, or you trying to test drive it or whatever. You got to test drive it first. You can't just say you're going to marry somebody you don't know what they're working with.
I can't believe you sent up that challenge in the Bible.
That's why most married women cheat on their husband. You know what I mean?
I'm serious. I know what the Bible says. Everybody knows what the Bible says. But I'm just speaking in general.
I got a very important statement.
No, we just got to keep real. This high time rap, we're going to keep it real. So,
I don't know how to be fake, but I got something I want to tell the world.
Go ahead.
You will never know nobody like you think. You will never know a person. They don't even know their goddamn self.
Right, true that.
Let me tell you something. The series that we got coming up is called In the Heat of the Moment. None of y'all motherfuckers know what y'all will do in the heat of any goddamn moment. You don't know what you will do in certain situations because they have never been presented to you. You see what I'm saying? So, guess what? We're still learning ourselves every fucking day. And we change every fucking day. So, guess what? Just like we don't know ourselves, we'll never know another motherfucker. So, guess what? Enjoy the ride and stop sweating it. enjoy and stop fucking sweating it, because you will never, I never know. I can get married tomorrow, and I can think I know everything about this motherfucker, and it's still something that he don't goddamn know, so how the fuck I'm going to know it.
But if you have sex, you'll know if he got it or not.
What? I ain't even talking about sex. I'm just talking about period. You will never know nobody. You know, I don't even know what I don't even know myself, because I'm steady growing every day. I'm not going to be the same person tomorrow that I am today. So how the fuck can anybody ever know me? And how the fuck can I ever know anybody? But guess what? Enjoy the new person every day you wake up to, because every day they've changed.
Oh,
and that's like, you know, I'm deep and I know everything.
But lady Neil, I want to say this. You know what I mean? Me personally, I think sex is
I didn't even know we were just talking about sex.
Well, we talking about sex. I think sex is like 60% physical and 40% mental. You know what I mean? Because you got to be feeling that person. You know what I mean? If you feeling that person, then the sex don't be bomb. Be the bomb.
I can't say,
you know,
that,
because
if I close my eyes and a dick is in me and it feel good, it feel good. I don't give a fuck.
And you think about somebody else. And you think it's about somebody else.
No, I'm telling you. You know what? I'm real. I don't give a fuck. Because if I did it, I fucking did. But I fucked a nigga, right?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
What?
But when his dick got inside me, it was so fucking good that I introduced myself and afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Hi, I'm Tequila, and you are...
What?
Yeah, no. Let me try that.
Yeah,
let me
nah.
try that, dude.
I ain't gonna sit like that. First of all, I don't know damn how big your dick is if I'm not attracted to you.
I don't care what size it was. It just gotta feel good.
Right.
I don't know. I don't roll like that. I can't do that.
Hey,
I
have
to go around this in this world where if I'm not feeling him, his dick ain't gonna do it to me.
I can't say that, cause I done fucked some niggas I ain't even like.
What?
I'm Lady Libra. I'm Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. I'm saying, if a dick is good and it know what it's doing, a dick is good regardless of who it's attached to.
You know, I can partially agree with you. You know what I mean? Because
he like, damn, this some good ass dick. What's your name? Can you come back? Where I know you from?
I can partially agree with you on that. You know what I mean? Because I've been in a situation like that before.
Yeah.
To where, you know what I mean, this girl, she was dancing at the strip club, you know what I mean, and I was trying to get at her. She didn't like me, you know what I mean? It's just so one night I caught her, you know what I mean, where she needed some money. You know what I mean? This was back in the day when I had no money.
Keeping it real? It's good? Go ahead, talk to me.
You know what I mean? Back in the day when I had some money. You know what I mean? I'm broke like a motherfucker now, but back in the day when I had some money, you know what I mean? I gave him some money. Now, I'm getting rid of the hot tub radio. I'm broke right now, but back in the day, in the 90s, I had a little change. But,
right.
But anyway, I gave her $250. I had been trying to get at her for about 6 months, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I mean? And I called her one night in the strip club, and shit, I offered her $250 for the pussy. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? And shit, we fucked, and she gave my money back, and she said she wanted to be with me. You know what I mean? We had no kind of spiritual connection or nothing like that. But, you know what I mean? She liked that I got down.
I didn't say that couldn't happen right there, because that don't mean she wasn't attracted to you because she didn't want to talk to you at that time.
What?
I'm not saying it like that.
I feel like niggas I might be attracted to, but I just don't, it's something about it. It can be one of the things, you know, I'm watching about you to turn me the fuck off. Yeah. And you won't even know it. I just won't talk to you. I might see some, I might see like give you somebody shitting tea. You might have people food, people. I'm like, yeah, I think I food it. People, I'm like, oh, the nigga shoot straight, they tie right on top of him. You know, it's just me. I'm picky.
I'm picky too, but if the dick hitting right, I mean, I can't just say.
I don't know. I guess I ain't never had one of them encounters where I didn't want to talk to nobody and I did, and then that happened. I haven't had that kind of encounter. I haven't, seriously. Everybody I talked to, I wanted to talk to, or I told them I was going to talk to, I don't want to talk to any of them right now.
Yeah. I see you on that.
Yeah, I got a couple friends. I'm picked all their baby daddy's thing out. Everyone, we went somewhere, she's like, they're going to be my baby daddy right now. I mean, goddamn,
I'm trying to figure out why 408 keep playing with his number one button. Let's bring him back in, because he just keep playing with his number
keep
one
talking,
button.
Man.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, man, what that girl look like?
Hold on, Phil. Wait a minute. Hold on. What the fuck? This ain't the motherfucking...
We trying to match her conversation, you know what I'm saying, with her face. You did.
I'm going to put you back on mute if you don't get it together.
You trying to match your conversation with the face.
How you have the gangsters on mute?
Yeah, that's on mute.
Oh, no, I mean, I have to open up everybody's mic just in case some shit jump off that I don't, you know, want to jump off. Yeah, I control the switchboard. I don't bring people in until they press one, and you've been pressing one, unpressing it, pressing it again, taking it off. I'm trying to figure out why you're playing with the number one button.
Because, shit, I don't like to be ignored, baby.
You want to be ignored, Funkin?
What who are you looking for?
Huh?
So who is the face you're trying to see, boo-boo?
I don't know what she said. What's your story? What she said she was
going? Man, put it back on mute.
Hey, shit.
So that's a damn turn off. Put him back on mute.
We want to know who me.
I still want to know how old boy said he can relate to that. That's what I want
to
know.
Relate to what?
Relate to what?
Relate to me fucking somebody that I don't really like and the dick being good, but I still don't like the person?
Yeah, that didn't make sense. Nah, can you relate to that?
Because he's saying that it was a chick that didn't really like him at first. So he fucked her, and then she, you know what I'm saying, the dick was good and she wanted to be down. In my case, I still didn't ever really fall for the person. I just wanted the sex. The dick was good.
Because, see, look.
So it's really still something like a one-night stand. That's it. I kept fucking him.
I just didn't like him.
But look, it can be.
But it was something you liked about it because you couldn't keep doing it if you just didn't like it.
I liked the dick. I kept saying the dick. I wanted the dick.
But
the person I didn't need. I didn't need the person. I didn't need him. I didn't want him.
Just come in with your dick
in your hand. I ain't like nothing about him but his dick. Come in the room with your dick in your hand.
They leave. It's just like this. Hey, you got your ugly bitch. This bitch is just toe down. You know what I mean? This bitch got some good ass motherfucking pussy in head. And the only time you fuck with this hoe is after 12 o'clock. You feel
right.
me?
Right. Same concept.
Same thing. Just switch it around. Just switch it around and put a man in the woman position. You know what I mean? And that's just like that. You know what I mean? That's just like you can be fucking with this nigga and. You don't want to fuck this nigga, and this nigga just catch you in a moment, and he put that dick on you, and you be like, damn, this nigga got some good dick. But you really don't like this motherfucker.
Exactly.
This nigga got some good dick. So,
right.
You know what I mean? And when the moon come out, that's when I'm going to call the nigga to fuck him. But I don't want to walk around with this nigga during the daylight, you feel me?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's
shout out to all my niggas I fuck like that.
I ain't never been like that. Damn,
I do. I don't.
How the fuck you just gonna use somebody like that for that?
Easy.
They
wanna be here tonight.
You know what I'm saying?
I do it. I'm Lady Libra. I do that. And
well,
proud of
somebody gonna use me for my baby, you better come with that. Good cheese.
Well, juicy.
If I'm putting it down good, do you like that? And I know that's all you want from me. You got to pay me.
Well, Juicy, that don't pertain to you because you a dime, you heard me? So a nigga going to fuck you and you got some good pussy. He going to still want to take you out in the daylight because you a dime. So that don't pertain to you. We talking about all the bad-looking bitches, the ugly bitches who ain't, you know what I mean, who ain't got no hair on their head, their feet look fucked up, but they just got some good pussy.
You're right, Juicy. It ain't pertaining to you. You ain't heard me say that.
They better beat themselves up, shit.
You ain't heard me from your teacher. What ain't the pain to beat you?
They better. man.
Shout out to 480 for saying I turned him on. My pictures turned him on. I like that.
From the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big 15, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
That's the turn-on slash turn-off Thursday. This is a topic that everyone in the world can relate to, whether you choose to or not. HTR is a spot where we keep it motherfucking hot. Let's smoke. What are the things that spark your interest in a potential lover? What are some of the qualities that make you desire someone to be a friend? What are some of the things that turn you off about people, relationships, or the world in general? This will be a long goddamn night to pack a lunch. Let's go. You know?
What's happening?
Juicy?
Yeah.
Fat?
Present.
This motherfucker thinks she in class. Mike?
Yeah.
I got
hand up, BB.
This motherfucker raising her hand. And then she going, ooh, 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 with it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we got a caller. We got Tanya that's checking in tonight. 770, Tanya?
Yes.
Welcome to High Top Radio.
Okay, thank you. What I don't understand, why does the niggas fuck with the bullshit, but they don't look at the dimes, though? They prefer the bullshit hoes, but they don't want the dime hoes. The bullshit hoes get everything, but the dimes get shitted on. Well, I don't understand that. Can I?
Wow.
Okay, which one of y'all want to answer that before Lady Libra jump in? I'm going to let the other co-host
wow.
get a chance to elaborate on that one.
Okay,
well. One at a time. Who going to go first?
Hey.
The bullshit hoes.
Whatever. So,
bullshit hoes probably doing everything, taking care of niggas.
Hey.
Why they know the real niggas ain't gonna do no bullshit like that?
Okay, that's your statement. Go ahead, you know.
All right, I'm going to tell you this. The bullshit hoes, you know what I mean? You can do whatever you want to do with the bullshit hoes, you know what I mean? This is like the dimes is more of a challenge, you know what I mean? Some
good,
men don't really want that challenge, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? I love a challenge, you know what I mean? So, and that's why most men fuck with the bullshit hoes, because they can do what they want to do. They know a dime, you know what I mean?
All dimes are not like that. All dimes are
all
not
dimes
like that.
I agree.
That.
I agree.
I think I'm the coolest dime it is. But it seems
I am.
Always.
Well, shit. Let me.
Welcome to the family.
Well, Miss Diamond, how can I get to know you if you're the coolest dime there is?
You cheating on me?
Huh? I got to spread the love, bitch. I got to spread the love.
Hey, that's a Gemini for you. And then I can do about it.
Hey, watch out now. Talk about the Gemini.
Well, I'm a Scorpio.
Well, talk about the Gemini.
You a Scorpio? Shut
yes,
up.
I'm a Scorpio. And it's been like, all the people that I deal with, they just want to shit on me. And I think I'm a very pretty lady. I am very pretty.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to pull you into a private room and get your name so I can go see you on Facebook. How did you hear about High Top Radio, Tanya?
My friend, Fat.
What kind of fat people?
That
was
about.
Fat, the only one on this motherfucker that work.
Miss
shout out to Fat.
Yeah.
So every time y'all think I'm just smuggling around the house, I'm out there in the streets smuggling too.
That's
okay.
Right.
Fat's in the streets, baby. What
I know Fat be in the streets.
Fat's
and I work the internet. Between the two of us, we have taken over the world. Pinky and the motherfucking brain. Just for y'all that don't know, I'm Pinky. No, I'm Brain. I'm Brain. She's taller than I am. I got the big head. I got the big ass head.
That's how the heat from the street.
That's right. Shout out to Heat from the street.
Okay. So, baby girl, you feel like, you know what I mean, most niggas shit on you, though, right?
Oh, yes. I'm talking about niggas straight shit on bitches.
We gonna fix that.
It's to the point now I'm shitting on niggas.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm shitting on niggas now. I'm shitting on niggas now.
Shout out to Tanya.
Shout out to Tanya.
Shout out to
I
just said it. For those of you all that are listening,
no more.
In the event that you desire
no
to say something, press the number one. We'll bring you into the conversation because right now it's hot with Tanya. 44433, I'm coming right to you in just 1 sec. I just don't want everybody's mic open, and then we start jumbling over each other like we already doing. However, Tanya.
Yes.
Now, I'm getting ready to start a new page. High Tide Radio's Legion of SBs. Super bitches, super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. I want everybody to unleash the bitch in you. Do you qualify for that page? Because you say you are dime, and you
yes,
the coolest dime. Huh?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to need to make sure that you join that page. But however,
mm-hmm.
Where do I begin?
I need to be on that page like ASAP.
Yeah, I'm creating it right now. Y'all hear me? I'm doing the page right now.
She ain't playing. By the time you got ready, she's been hooked up.
You know, she, oh, yeah. Fat don't know me, don't nobody else know me.
She been hooked up. We were texting each other on Facebook one day. She said, I'm for the baby tape. I'm for the baby tape. And I couldn't even text her no more. She said, I'm like, damn. That's it. It's done.
I'm talking about, hey, we got about 14 pages on Facebook. I ain't gonna stop if we got 30. We taking over Facebook
too. Shout out to all the super bitches.
Yes, right. Shout out to Heat from the Street. Shout out to all the Hot Top Radios, Legion of Virgo, Scorpio, Leo. Tanya, are you on the Scorpio page?
Shout
out to the twins. No, I'm gonna need you to go join Hot Top Radio's Legion of Scorpios. What's wrong with you?
I need you to join Hot Top Radio Legion of Queens.
She a twin too?
Who?
The queens.
Are you?
To the other this boy right here ain't got no queen. Unless she a Gemini too.
Oh, okay. Let's bring in 44433. What's going on, 44433?
Hey, how y'all doing out there?
Hey, baby. Welcome to Hot Top Radio.
Oh, thanks. This is the first time on here.
Well, welcome. How did you hear about Hot Top Radio?
A friend of mine told me about it.
What's your friend's name?
Melissa.
Melissa who?
Cornell.
Shout out to Melissa Cornell, whatever you said. But welcome to Hot Top Radio. What's a turn on or a turn off for you? Today we speaking on what turns us on and what turns us off.
First of all, I want to know if I can make a comment on about what she said about, the young lady said about why men rather have a lower graded woman than a dime piece.
You more certainly can.
Go ahead.
Say what now?
Go right ahead.
Make a comment.
Okay. One of the main problems, I think, and well, ain't no thing I know, is that a man is intimidated by looks.
That's why I'm single. Lord have mercy.
And ain't a good conversation.
That's why I'm single.
You got to understand a lot of men have a good conversation.
Uh-huh.
And when a woman has that intellect and that aura about them,
uh-huh,
they can't handle that.
Oh,
wow.
A man is not intimidated. Now, a nigga or a little boy, he is intimidated, but a real man is not intimidated by no kind of woman. All right, go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead. What you call?
Wrote up. Can you say pencil and paper? Go ahead, baby.
Do we need to get him a spot on the show? Since he cut in.
Go ahead, baby. Because, see, that's why the callers don't say shit. Go ahead, baby. I got your back.
Okay, thank you.
Daddy Libra is here.
You got to understand who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying a man ain't strong. A man is strong. He can carry that conversation with him. He knows how to keep that conversation with him. Or he can understand that he's a strong woman. And that if he wants to build anything in himself, you can't build yourself by yourself. You always got to have somebody beside you. And a strong woman is the best thing to have.
I guess that's why I'm single.
Okay.
So evidently, you need to change your type of man.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the people where you, the area where you're meeting people.
Okay.
You know, maybe you need to just recognize the bullshit quick, fast, and in a hurry, and then you won't be taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
All right. That's out of 706? Okay. No, I just shout out my listeners.
And one of the turnoffs I say for me, I guess it's being possessive. Or when
okay.
you don't have a, if you don't have a social life of your own, and me as a man, I got a social life, and you don't have a social life, but you want to make me your social life.
Yeah.
That's a
good
turn off.
Yeah.
You know, you got
to. I appreciate that one. Yeah. Okay.
You got to have your own life. If you don't have your own life, then how are you going to bring somebody else into your life?
I agree.
And that's all I wanted to say.
I'm going to make you an assistant co-host. I like your advice.
Okay.
Make sure you check back with us on Sunday. Thursday's our last night for this week, unless we have an on-location type thing going on. But however, we come on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and the topics are always hot because this is Hot Talk Radio. We brings it. I got another caller that's got their hand up. You can continue to listen. You can continue to add in if you like, or check you on Sunday. But in the meantime,
well,
I'm going to bring another call in and see what they may have to say, because you might can help them as well.
I'm definitely a fan.
All right. Caller, I don't know your number because it's coming up 111-111-111-111. So I don't know how and why, but however, if you put your hand up, then I'm talking to you. Can you hear me? Hello? I'm going to bring the other host back in, and I'm going to pull this person into a private room and see what the problem is. Because sometimes they don't know I'm talking to them. All right. Proceed. Lady Libra finna handle it. I'm finna assess the situation. It's okay. I got this. I'm a professional.
She think I'm talking to her on the radio shit. Hey, what? Hey, nigga, you crazy.
You did what?
Hey, Mike. Yo, Mike, who you talking to in the background? You talking to somebody in the background? Who? Who, me? Somebody talking to somebody in the background. Okay, I was trying to see what was going on with the caller, but I, you know, maybe they made a mistake and hit one like we had somebody earlier to do. However,
shouts out to all the listeners, and if any of you desire to say something within these last 7 minutes, 5 minutes, or whatever minutes it is, press 1. We will bring you in as quick as we can, but if not, happy listening. I'm a little nauseous right now.
Oh,
however,
hold on. My parents are turning me off again. Hold on, y'all.
See, y'all just turning off and turning on. Hey, N.O.,
yeah.
You know, the last nigga that turned me off, you know what I did?
What you doing?
We were living together. You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't take this shit no more. And, you know, I'm quick. I don't, you know, deal with situations that I'm not comfortable with anymore.
Yeah.
You know, when it started getting to the point where I don't, you know, why I'm not happy no more and I'm turned off. I walked in one day. I looked him dead in his motherfucking eyes. I say, I don't want you. I don't need you. I grabbed my little shit, because I ain't gonna live with nobody. I have myself over there. But I ain't gonna just move. I ain't gonna slap move the fuck in with nobody, because I'm Lady Libra.
Yeah.
But I walked in. I told him I didn't want him. I didn't need him. I grabbed my little shit, turned my back to him, and walked out the motherfucking door.
make no mistakes. Uh-huh. Left me learning every single heartbreak. That was a chapter in my life when I was in the past. All that's left is the memories of what we had. Ripped up all the photos and I throw them in the trash. The day that you call my phone crying, a man is not sick. Now isn't it ironic?
Ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday. Same time every day. 9 to 11. We are doing it. Big Big Thing. Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
Oh, shit. You know? Hello?
What's happening?
I have forgot to take myself off mute. Excuse me. Shit happens. Especially when you pop as many pills as I do.
Yeah.
Juicy? Why the fuck am I echoing? Fat?
Oh, I like that. That's the turn of my mind being echoed.
Now what? See. Click mine. Oh, shit.
That needs to be rolled up.
See, you said it 2 times in 1 sentence.
You know what? I can't take it. Is Tanya back on here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Shout out to Tanya for riding out. For those that's listening, thank you for listening.
Shout out to Tanya.
At this point, I cannot bring you in the conversation because the system only goes live for 2 hours. And after that, we have an additional hour that if the show is that hot, we can continue. But everything is like where I cannot control it anymore. So, you know, however, this is how it works. Until we transition to Cyrus or XM Radio or whatever the other ones are called, this is what we have to deal with. I'm turned
well,
off by the
people. I love y'all. I'm about to be out.
That's a good thing for you to sign out instead of just hanging up. All of those that didn't check in are wrote up. You need to call them. And you need to email them. They write up. Seriously?
Well, this is juicy. I'm about to check out, so you know what I'm saying? I just want to say, all dimes, they are dimes.
Don't I'm trying to tell you my house. I got to go.
And then to the other females, how can your pussy I do your face? Y'all a team. Y'all have to work together. So step your game. And I also want to say that if everybody have a situation, so if somebody has the courtesy to look out for you or to give you something, appreciate that person. You know what I'm saying? Turn people on instead of turning them off. Good night.
Shout out to Juicy. Mike, sign your ass off.
Shout out to Juicy.
Mike, sign yourself off, honey.
Shouts out to Juicy.
That is not your sign. What the fuck is Fat doing? Who is she fighting with?
I don't know who Fat fighting with. But it was all good. Good show tonight.
She need a pistol. She need a pistol.
Enjoy anything. Shouts out to all our new listeners. Appreciate y'all checking in on tonight.
Oh, they showed out tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to give a shout out to all the new listeners, you know what I mean? Appreciate y'all checking in with us, hanging out with us. You know what I mean? We're going to pick this thing up. We're going to do it again big on Sunday. So y'all make sure y'all checking in on us on Sunday at 9 o'clock. Hot Talk Radio, we taking over the world. You heard me?
Tanya, you still on there? Because I can't see who's on the switchboard at this point. However, this lady will be coming through your motherfucking speaker. Once, always, forever, be well. I'm a beautiful nightmare. shout out to the world. I'm not going through all that tonight. I'm a little weak. Today was one of those days I can barely breathe. But, you know, it ain't nothing I won't do for High Tide Radio. Shouts out to all our listeners. We had a lot of audience participation. I guess they're beginning to realize that I'm not going to chew their ass up. But I'm going to chew them bitches up that keep fucking with me. And for y'all hoes, just know I'm repairing right now. And what's more worse, before or the aftermath? The aftermath. It's going to be worse now than ever. So I'm letting you know that now. Enjoy your situation while you can, because once I'm well, I'm going to come through tearing up every damn thing. That's what I do. I cause problems. I make people upset. I hurt feelings. Shout out to Showstopper. So, it is what it is. I'm not going to make my sign off long and drawn out because I am not in the mood. But shout out to all the Virgos. You know, it's Virgo season, and they got a lot of parties going on. But in the meantime, ladies, please shave. Keep it fresh and motherfucking wet. If you can't keep it wet naturally, they sell shit in the store. Just, you know, pour it up in there. Pretend like it's you. They won't know the difference. Fellas, I'm going to need y'all to shave. I don't want to look at all that motherfucking nappy-ass hair with lint stuck in it. Fuck my... Excuse me. Let me get upset. And the balls, too. Go deep. Depending on how you want the outcome to be. If you want the bitch to stay, go soft. Make love to her mind, body and her soul. You just trying to get your rocks off? Go hard. Just that damn simple. Now, if she one of them bitches that like it hard, you still fucked. Don't call me with the shit, because I don't have no advice on that one. You're going to have to call, you know, Slick Mike. Somebody, I can't, you know, I know almost everything. It's just a couple things I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying. Cause I mean, you know, it's a conversation between a dick and a vagina, and you know, like when a nigga talking to you and he speak your language, you be like, oh, he got your attention. Well, if a dick is hitting a pussy and speaking that pussy's language, same concept. The pussy responds. So if it's one of them pussies that like it hard, then it's gonna be sitting there like, shit, I want to make this my dick. Then you still fuck. Am I right, you know? Am I right, Slick Mike?
You right.
Okay. All I can do is tell you to assess the pussy before you hit it. Find out what that pussy like. Then you'll know to do the opposite if you ain't trying to keep it. Everybody that's ever touched me was trying to keep me, so you know what I'm saying? You know, I never had any bad dick, unfortunately. Damn. Always someone trying to keep somebody. Shout out to the Legion of Super Bitches. Coming to your pages soon. Coming to Facebook. Probably in the next 15 minutes. If I don't go take some sleeping pills to go to sleep, I'm tired. Shit, it's been a long day. Tired of looking at my doctor. Even though she's nice, I'm just tired of looking at her. She's the sweetest thing I've met in my life. However, we'll be coming at y'all asses even harder on Sunday. Audience participation was phenomenal. The switchboard was lit up as usual, but y'all decided to say something. So So I'm trying to figure out, are y'all afraid when I come at y'all with the nasty topics, or is just that I'm, you know, the movement is just taking over and we reaching people that's not afraid to talk. What you think it might be, Slick Mike? What you think it might be, you know?
I'm thinking we're reaching people that's afraid to talk.
That's not afraid to talk?
That's not afraid to talk. I think we're reaching those.
Okay, because, I mean, we have always been on point as far as the listeners are concerned. And, you know, people are killing us with their podcasts and downloads
right.
and Skype and shit. But, I mean, they starting to saying, fuck this, I want to say something. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I mean, you know, they leave us not such a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm just a super bitch. It's a difference.
Shit, yeah, yeah.
The high of them. Until Sunday, unless something jumps off and I have to do an emergency show. Because, you know, this is a reality show. We make this shit up as we go, and something may jump off.
Right.
We might have to do an emergency show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So be it. So be it. But in the meantime, High Tide Radio is the way. We wish we could come to y'all every day, but we got to rest sometime. Spread the movement. It's going down. I'll holler.
Holler.
That ain't what you're supposed to say, Mike.
Peace.
All right, then, motherfucker. Don't play with me. I'll let it leave him. You don't respect me and all I stand for. Damn, it's 2 minutes, 2 hours and 17 minutes. I just thought it was like 5 minutes past 2 hours. God damn it, it's 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, I blame your ass. You wrote up.
Alright.
You like being rolled up. It turns you on. You some kind of freak, ain't you? Hey, that's a good thing. If you ain't no freak, then why you alive?
Hey.
Hey.
I agree. 100%.
Hey. I'm ready to get back nasty now. I toned it down a little bit, but it's time to get back nasty.
Ah,
yeah. Hey. Alright, I'm outie. I can't do it no more.
All right.
Take another pill or something.
Yeah.
Detox, here I come.
Good night.
I holla.
Peace.
You stupid.